this good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place, cause you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
Two. Good day. Probably helps if you turn your microphone on, doesn't it? I'm pretty loud, but I'm not that loud. 7 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day. Jennifer, Roberta, and Rich with you. Doug is making his way frantically from the airport, sitting in the back of a New York City taxi cab. On his way to sit with Roberta this morning at her little studio there in the New York City.
We're going
to
be together.
Yay.
I can molest him.
Are you ready for him? I know there's usually...
Did
mass
bread?
Havoc and all kinds of craziness going on there at your house with the construction.
Yeah, I've got massive construction going on here. It's nuts. If you're banging, don't worry about it.
It should be fun.
It's not you and Doug.
It's just the boys. It's not me and Doug. I'm not beating them up.
Nice. All right, so 7 past the hour here on the Good Day Show. Check us out at gooddayshow.com or dougsteffan.com, Stephan. And one of my favorite topics has come up in our little discussion wheel today. Jennifer, what do you think it might be?
Well, if it's you that's choosing the topic, it's got to be hot chicks or beer.
That's right. We'll save the
or
beer
both.
For later. Right now, it's hot chicks. Men's Health Magazine has decided to do a poll and rate the sexiest women of all time.
So I'm what, number like 4?
You are, let me see. They only
you're
went
101
up to 100.
Right behind Catherine Bach was 100 from the Dukes of Hazzard.
I'll take 101. That's not bad.
I know.
Right?
Bad.
Wouldn't you, Jen?
I would totally take 101. Yeah. I think it's funny if you're 100 and you just kind of sneak in there, Catherine Bach still got it. So that's good.
Yeah, she does. And you know, when I first heard that they were doing this, I kind of said, okay, Men's Health Magazine, who reads this magazine? It's, I don't know, upper 20-somethings to lower 30-somethings, and are they just going to be voting within their wheelhouse of who's hot women?
Mm-hmm.
And when you see who the number one is, you'll kind of say yes, but then we'll go through the top 10 here. We won't go through all 100. Maybe Jen will pick a few out, but at the top 10, at number 10, and I would have thought she would have rated a little bit higher than this, Angelina Jolie.
Hmm. Okay.
But here's the thing about Angelina. Like, I think she's hot. And by the way, I apologize for my voice. I'm squeaking a little. But she's scary hot. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
She's too beautiful.
No, I mean, she's scary. Like, she might want to, like, eat you. You know what I mean? She wears blood around her neck.
Not
she
anymore.
She doesn't do that anymore.
She's kind of like vampirous to me.
You know, she has her good years and bad. She looked, and I hate to sound like Doug, but she was looking really, really thin. In there for a while.
Okay, she still does, and I found out why. People asked her about her weight.
Mm-hmm.
This was just in the news, I think, last week. And she said because she's so involved with going to Africa and working with the children there that she will go on hunger strikes for them most times a few days a week. That's the truth.
Hmm. There, guys.
So, Roberta, all we have to do, apparently this is our money-making scheme. We can start
adopt some African
diet.
Kids.
Yeah, we can start a diet where we go on hunger strikes for a few days a week.
Okay.
Doing it for the kids. All right.
For the kids.
Speaking of hunger strike, number 9 wanted to make me go on a hunger strike. This I do not get. Help me understand this. Jane Fonda. Beating Angelina Jolie.
Are you kidding with that? You can't tell me you didn't think she was hot in her leg warmers doing aerobics.
They're talking about of all time.
Yeah, this is all time.
Yeah. So.
If you go back to the Barbarella days, sure.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about, of all time.
Well, the picture they have of her.
At their very best, who was the sexiest?
Okay.
All I can picture her in is like a peach pearly leotard and purple leg warmers. And men used to love that stuff. You guys would eat that up in the 80s.
No, I was never a big
you.
Leg warmers fan. All right, number 8.
Honey, put on the leg warmers for me.
This one I get, Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's kind of like Brad Pitt, where you know she's dirty, but you're willing to make
you know she smells.
You're okay with it. You're okay with it. All right, so she was the Baywatch babe, and now she's in her 40s, but she's still got sex appeal. So.
Do you think she's hot, Rich?
I do, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like her attitude, too. Her personality is very cool.
She's actually a very nice person in person. I interviewed her in person.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And she's very, very nice. Very sweet.
All right. All right. Here at number 7, and I'm going to need a little help, Betty Page.
Oh, the Pips, sure, she was the original Pips girl.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of people that are into that rockabilly lifestyle right now, they're all into that look.
Yeah, so we actually have a producer out in our San Francisco studio, and she does that whole kind of rockabilly 50s thing, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty. Hold on a minute. What do you want? We're doing a show.
I want to know who I speak to about the traffic on the Long Island Expressway.
Mayor Bloomberg, do you want a number for his office?
You think Bloomberg's in charge of the traffic here?
He's in charge of everything. He's
1-800-GO-HOME.
No, 1-800-GO-TO-ROBERTA'S.
Yeah.
That's better. All right, so you're going through a top 10 list of somebody who's hot. That much I got out of what you were saying.
Men's Health did their sexiest women of all time. Guess who's at number 5, Doug? Number 6. Guess who's at number 6?
Number 6.
I'll give you a hint.
Number 6.
Former Bond girl.
Pussy galore, you're going to say. Honor Blackman.
Ursula Andress.
Oh.
She was sexy, yeah.
Yeah, with
but
that.
I think that Ursula, she was just top heavy. With Honor Blackman was just well.
No, I'm looking at that picture of Ursula Andress with that knife on her bikini. That's hot.
Yeah, good theory.
Ladies, an accessory that really makes you look hot on the beach.
Nice.
Big old knife, Bowie knife on your bikini.
Yeah, terrific.
Depends on what beach you're in. That could come in handy.
Do I need a refresher in who the other hot ones are, or is the audience going to be bothered because you're repeating it just for me?
I'm repeating. Well, you can play along if you like, but I'm more concerned with you getting to where you need to be safely.
Did you tell everybody who this was? Do I have to, like, are you going to introduce me, or think it's a mystery guest? A mystery guest, will you please?
I think pretty much when you introduce yourself, hi, this is Doug Steffen.
Did I say that?
You did not. No. You didn't. Oh, Doug, look who's at number 5.
Number 5.
Madonna.
No.
If she would put a little, about 40 more pounds on her, and she'd be very sexy.
I don't know if she can be on the sexiest top 10. I could see her around 20 or 30.
I don't
because she's never been super, super sexy. I mean, she started out doing the wedding dress
thing. You know what's wrong with this list? Hold on just a second. Who came up with this list? Who
Men's Health.
The list?
The people voted for it at Men's Health.
Men's Health. So what does that tell you right away? Do you think that every man in the world is represented by the people who read Men's Health? I suggest that there may be a weighted.
That's why it's the. And that's what we talked about. This is the Men's Health readers list of top 10 all time. And I kind of thought that they wouldn't get the Ursula Andress in there.
But let me tell you,
I was shocked. Doug, Jane Fonda was at number 9.
She went in her day. She was in pretty good shape.
See, I knew Doug would like her. That's what I mean. She had that very athletic
all
build.
Right.
And
so number 4 is one you would expect on this list. Britney Spears. She's young.
Actually in pretty. She would. I don't know if she still smokes, but she's got a pretty good representation as far as curves are concerned. Yeah.
Yes, she does have a good presentation.
As an aside, everybody. I think a lot of people put Lindsay Lohan into the same bracket as Britney in terms of bad girl, etc.
Not even
close. One of the kids that was with me on this trip to Israel, one of the actors lives next door to her. And he said that it's such a shame. We were talking about the fact that she lost her pocketbook and there was $10,000 in it.
Right.
And he said that she is so coked up.
Yes.
She doesn't realize what she's doing most of the time. She wouldn't have had a clue, probably, that there was $10,000 even in there. She might have gotten it, put it there, but wouldn't have remembered. It's just, he said it's just an absolute.
This is going to be a sad news story one day.
Oh, my God.
We're going to wake up and go, oh, my God. And absolutely.
All right. Anyway, so who else is on the list?
All right, so let me see. At number 3, Marilyn Monroe.
That's a good one.
You knew she had to be in the top 10.
Number 1.
Absolutely.
Yesterday I have a story at DougSteffen.com about the house where JFK met Marilyn Monroe being for sale.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, number 2, Raquel Welch.
Ah, my God, what a sexy woman.
Absolutely, 100% agree. And I would even say that she could have been number 1, except you know who makes it the number 1?
You know why she wasn't number 1? Because she's not blonde.
All right. You want to know who gets number 1, Doug?
Number 1.
Number 1.
Oh, thanks, Doug.
Yeah.
That's okay. Okay. You can be number one, Jen.
Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
She's a pothead.
She's a pothead.
That's no good. That's terrible.
Here is why they say that she's number one, is because she not only is very, very good looking, but she's got this personality, like the girl next door kind of personality.
She's very cute, no question about it. All right, so here's what we need to do. This is unsatisfying, unreliable, and really unbelievable. What we should do is take 10 calls from 10 men who are listening to this program and find out who they think the sexiest woman
is. Fellas. 1-800, line up right now, and we're going to, in no particular order, we're going to take your calls one by one. For the 10 calls, and we're going to see who's the hottest
the
woman
women of Good Day
as
list.
Voted by Good Day listeners. So 1-800 Yes,
right.
That's right. 1-800-510-8255. 1-800-510-TALK. And you can call us right now on Good Day. It's 17 past the hour on Good Day.
Well, you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looked so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Okay, elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out. Check. Is it? I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be trimming out tablets, digital SLR cameras.
Spinning tops?
No, laptops. And e-readers like the new Kindle Fire for just $1.99. Gifts for less. Now, who's with me?
Get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Offer in-store only. Prices go through 12/17.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
She's a lady.
All right, taking your calls for the Good Day Show Top 10 Hottest Women of All Time at 1-800-510-8255 on Good Day.
And the lady is mine. But she's never been the way.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a
no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
On the Good Days Show, taking your calls to see who is the hottest, sexiest woman of all time, according to our Good Day listeners. Got the guys lined up here. Man, look at the phones. 1-800-510-8255 if you want to get in on this. We're just going to rattle through calls right now. Jen is going to keep score.
Taking an executive count.
Yep, exactly. And this will determine who is the sexiest woman of all time. So 1-800-510-8255. Let's start in Southern Maryland and go to Jesse. Jesse, who's your vote for the sexiest woman of all time?
I vote for Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. Okay, okay. What makes her sexy to you?
Well, like I said earlier, it's a girl next door look and a smile.
Yeah.
So yeah, she always looks happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Jesse. Let's move on over to Arizona, Lake Havasu, and Tom. Tom, what's your vote for the sexiest woman of all time?
Brigitte Bardot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a new one we haven't heard. Okay.
Just saw a movie, an old movie of hers last night. Man, so cute. What a body.
See?
Beautiful face, wild hair. They don't make them like that anymore.
See, again, the cute thing, though, that's what Jennifer Aniston gets, that kind of cute girl next door thing. So that works well. All right. Thank you, Tom. Let's go to Alamogordo and Wayne in New Mexico. Hey, Wayne, who's your sexiest woman of all time?
Liz Taylor.
Liz Taylor.
She just has an aura about her. She just had it all together.
Yeah.
And her eyes. I mean, I don't think anybody has more beautiful eyes than she did.
Absolutely. Okay. All right, Wayne, thank you. Let's go to San Jose, and let's see who Keith thinks is the sexiest woman of all time. Keith?
Sophia Loren.
Good one. Yep, she's beautiful, too.
And then I think Dan in Grand Rapids, you agree with that, don't you?
Yeah, Sophia Loren, definitely. Right. I'm 48, so I think those women are going to, you know, the way they hold their style over the years is just phenomenal.
She absolutely, I mean, even today, she still looks beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
Absolutely. All right, guys, thank you so much. South Carolina, here's Fred. Fred, who do you think is your sexiest woman of all time?
Dolly Parton.
She's on the list. She's like number 90-something on the men's health list. And she is adorable.
Now, she is adorable, but Fred, had she not done the boom booms, would she be on your list?
Oh yeah, right along with Bridget Bardot.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Okay. Very
Did
good.
Did that count? Does he get two votes, Rich?
No. Okay. Dolly Parton was his vote, so that's who we stayed with. All right. 1-800-510-8255. Got a line open. Let's roll through this. Here's John in Aberdeen, Washington. John, who's your vote for?
I'll always have a soft spot in my heart for
what's it, Kelly Ripa, but Susan Lucci from All My Children.
Yes, you're so right. And my God, I could put her in my pocket.
She's a little tiny thing.
She's the tiniest
thing
ever, but she's very sweet. I have met her.
Oh, we're going to send her an email and let her know you voted for her. She'll be flattered. Thank you. All right, here's Al in Holton, Maine. Al, who do you think is the sexiest woman of all time?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
See, I'd put her on my top 10.
I think Jennifer Love Hewitt is very, very cute. But I know men think she's a lot hotter than women do.
Yeah, why is
that?
Does that
make sense? I think
jealous.
Got,
they're all jealous.
No, I think she's got very pointy features, and I think women go for something a little different than that.
Okay. Mouthy. All right, Al, thank you so much. Here's Brian in Tacoma,
like
Washington. Brian, who gets your vote?
Hey, how about Barbara Eden?
Barbara Eden?
She's on their list also.
That little Hydra Magini thing is still a popular Halloween costume. She brought it, man. All right, Barbara Eden gets a vote. There it is. Here's Bob in El Paso. Bob, what do you think?
Dame Judith Anderson. I dig chicks of brains and power.
You know what? She had a picture just last year in a bikini and still looked great. One more in here before we stop for the bottom of the hour. Wally in El Paso. Who gets your vote?
Bridget Bardot.
Oh, okay, keep them coming. 1-800-510-8255 for the good day, hottest, sexiest woman of all time. It continues at 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Here's a staggering number. Over 2 million grandparents in the U.S. are raising grandchildren alone. If you're one of them, you probably need all the help you can get. I'm Aileen Ellis with this AARP grandparenting tip from Primetime Focus. Check out a website called grandfacts.org. It has lots of information,
including local programs and state programs in your state, a support group or a resource center.
To find out more, I called up Amy Goyer, who covers family issues on AARP.org.
These fact sheets give you specific websites, phone numbers, contact persons to help you.
There's information on foster care, financial assistance, and census data. In Portland, Maine, for example, there are 269 grandparents raising kids without parental help. This website links you up with some of them, and maybe you'll make a new friend to compare notes with. There's also an education section that's particularly helpful if you're raising a child with a disability.
What your children are entitled to in terms of testing, extra tutoring, or other kinds of supports if they have special learning needs.
My favorite section of this website describes the joys most grandparents experience, having tea in tiny cups, playing dress-up, riding a roller coaster with someone for the first time. For grandparents who do this job 24/7, it's a heartwarming read when you're tired, discouraged, and frustrated. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times. Call Geico.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli clanking around with her cereal bowl.
There you go.
There it is. And Rich McFadden here with you discussing the sexiest women of all time as rated by the Good Day listeners. Guys picking up the phones all around the country, voting with us right now at 1-800-510-8255. Got a couple more minutes to get your vote in.
Vote for me.
Jennifer is tabulating the votes.
Vote for Roberta.
And this will be official. We will put out a press
vote
release.
Vote for me.
Well, I tell you what, we're getting in that direction. Doug in Eldridge, New York, who do you vote for? Sexiest women of all time.
Jennifer Horn.
Yeah, okay.
I'm with you, brother.
I'm with you. She is hot.
The nicest
to the
vote
core.
For me.
All right, now we need a vote for her. What's that, Doug?
I'd have to say my girlfriend, too.
Your girlfriend, too. Yeah, but we're not taking any kissing butt votes,
no,
okay?
I'm just put myself on the list.
Did I hear a cow in the background? What was it?
Oh, yeah, lots of cows. That's kind of fun.
Is it milking time?
Milk and parlor, everything. I'm feeding calves right now.
That's the cutest thing ever.
Doug would absolutely love it.
We gotta send you some pictures.
Are you a dairy farmer or do you sell them for meat?
No, I'm a dairy farmer.
Good boy. That's good. I like it.
All right. And Doug loves those New York farms, upstate New York, right?
Go to Quebec when Doug's on.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. And his name's Doug.
Yep.
Perfect.
Synchronicity.
All right, Doug, thanks for your vote. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Doug. That was
all right. Let's move on to Jody in Sumter, South Carolina. Jody, who do you say is the hottest, sexiest woman of all time?
You're not going to love me saying my wife's birthday is today, so I've got to say Kathy Ireland with the eyes that just pierced you.
You know what?
First, let's say happy birthday. What's your wife's name?
Maureen.
Doreen.
Hi, Maureen. Doreen. I'm sorry.
Maureen, with an
L. Oh, Maureen. Happy birthday, Maureen.
Happy birthday, Maureen. She's a beautiful woman, too.
And you have touched Rich's heart because he is in love with Kathy Ireland.
I would have to say Kathy Ireland would be in my top one or two. She is absolutely just knocked down, drag out gorgeous. Those eyes are, you're right, to kill for. So.
And then L's right behind her.
You know, I was never a big L fan.
Are you serious? L McPherson?
She's hot, but...
Those legs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. All right, so we got you down for Kathy Ireland, and tell Maureen we said have a good day, okay?
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Bruce, and is at Beale, Minnesota. Bruce, what's your vote for the sexiest woman of all time?
I'm going to have to go with Marissa Tomei.
See?
Oh, cute.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's out of left field, but I like it.
good enough for George Costanza, she's good enough for me.
And she's funny, too, which
yeah,
I like a lot.
She is funny. All right, Bruce, thank you very much. Here's Mike in Melbourne, Florida. 1-800-510-8255. Got a couple more votes coming. If you have the vote for the sexiest woman of all time, Mike, who do you think the sexiest woman of all time is?
Look up the movie poster for 1 Million D.C. back around the 70s and take a look at Raquel Welch, and I think game
Ooh,
over.
Yeah, yeah, that's the picture that they have on the men's health thing. And you're right. I mean, it's the thing will stop you in your tracks and make you look.
And she's still beautiful. That's what makes it really cool.
Yeah.
That she, you know, she aged really well. Still
yep,
a classic.
Absolutely. Age. Absolutely. All right, here's Bo in Brantford, Florida. Bo, who's it is?
Ann Margaret.
Oh, good
there
one.
It is.
Good
all right,
one.
Jennifer, you're keeping track of all this, right?
I've got them all.
Okay.
Every single one.
Here's Jeff in Carlsbad, California. Jeff, who's it going to be?
I agree with Bo. It's Ann Margaret. So talented. Grammy winner. Singing, dancing.
Whatever. We don't care about
Jennifer
all that
Aniston
stuff.
Jennifer get off the list.
Okay. We don't care about talents. We're just talking about sex. Sexiest.
Aww.
All right. Thank you. Here's Terry in Lake City, Florida. Terry, who do you get your vote for?
Ann Margaret.
Okay.
Wow.
Got another one on the list there, Jennifer.
Nice.
Thank you, Terry.
Taking the lead.
All right. And let's go to State College, Pennsylvania. And there's Howie. Howie, who gets your vote?
Lee Remick.
Ooh,
I didn't
think about
her.
Yeah,
classic.
Yes.
That's
classic.
She's very hot.
She was hot in that Charles Bronson movie. I forget the name of the movie.
Yeah, kind of in an Angie Dickinson kind of way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, very cool. All right, here's Bradley in Los Angeles. Bradley, who gets your vote?
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We've got a few of her. All right, so... we'll still keep taking your votes. We're going to listen to the ladies from The View talked about this for a little bit yesterday, and you see what they said about it. But Jennifer's going to tabulate our votes, and we'll see where we are so far, and then we'll take one or two more calls in this, and then we're going to be done with it. But here's the ladies from The View talking about it yesterday.
So Men's Health magazine asked readers to pick their list of the sexiest women of all time, and Jennifer Aniston was voted number one, beating out Angelina Jolie. And readers said Aniston seemed more down to earth and funny and approachable.
But you know what happened? Aniston was all about being, you know, the all-American girl and the girl next door. Then she did that movie Horrible Bosses, and you saw the freaky side come out. She played a boss that was really nasty and flirty with a dirty mouth, and I think that's what the men were like, yeah, that's what we've been waiting for.
Yeah. But it's a little bit over the top. In the world, ever they didn't have, like, you know, magazines back in ancient Rome. Only
right.
Jennifer Aniston
it's
in the world
beyond.
Forever.
Right.
I mean, that's a
but
crazy...
But, you know, Angelina Jolie is absolutely gorgeous.
She is
now with 6 children, irreproachable, you know. Whereas Jennifer Aniston, you feel you could have.
Angelina
is almost too remote.
Angelina should have had all her kids both hard. She would have won.
Hottest woman of all time. Jennifer Aniston, Raquel Welch, Marilyn Monroe, Britney Spears, Madonna.
Britney Spears.
I'm just reading you the
Whoopi
list.
Goldberg.
Isn't that most fascinating? Didn't make 10 hottest. Ursula Andress. Betty Page.
Oh, yeah.
But
Betty Page.
But
with
mention of Britney Spears.
Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
Jane Fonda.
With the exception of Britney Spears, all of these women are 40 and over, and I love it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when you're 20-something, the curves aren't there yet.
Well, and also the confidence, which is a big thing. As much as men will say, I mean, confidence and a smile, I think, are the two things that you can really use to your advantage, no matter what your age.
All right, so were you able to tabulate all the votes and tell us who the Good Day sexiest woman of all time is?
Okay, the Good Day sexiest woman of all time is Ann Margaret.
Wow.
I know.
Second place?
Tied for second place, Brigitte Bardot and Sophia Loren.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Pretty cool, huh?
All right, well, there it is. I'll publish
our full list at facebook.com/gooddayshow so we can see our people up there.
All right, so the contest continues. We'll still take votes for the sexiest woman of all time, and maybe we'll have a final result tomorrow. But right now, Ann Margaret's in the lead. So go to facebook.com.
Vote for your favorites if you're not happy with that one.
/gooddayshow. Get in your other vote. And the Queen of Cheap. the other sexiest woman of all time will be here in 60 seconds on Good Day.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
And ladies and gentlemen, the sexiest man of all time is voted by Good Day.
Really?
Who
was that? I was voted the sexiest man of all time?
Was
it a jury of my peers? Or I mean, is this an objective evaluation?
No, it was voted by you. You vote yourself the sexiest man of all time.
He's sitting across from me, and I will vote him the sexiest man of all time.
There you go.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And we just had his dairy farmer call in. His name was Doug. And he was in the middle of the milk barn or whatever, and you could just hear the cows going away.
Cows are mooing.
You
would have
loved it. Yeah.
And he voted for me, Doug.
Yeah.
No. Well, he's got great taste then. That's two dairy farmers voting for you today. Me and him. So that's good.
I've
all right.
Number one with dairy farmers.
Yeah, that's not right.
Because they want to milk me.
That's my microphone or hers?
Yours.
All right, I'm on.
Like you're eating it.
I think I'm on too. Well, I am actually. That's what they taught me in boobcast school.
Whatever, you're going to eat it, turn it down a little bit.
All right, so Roberta is going to do the Queen of Cheap. I'm sure there are many bargains in here that people will be thrilled to hear about, Roberta.
It is so weird watching you.
What?
I'm just not used to seeing you.
I know you haven't seen me for a while, but it is, huh? All right, come on, let's go.
Okay, let's start. From Vistaprint, free embroidered stockings for Christmas. You get stockings with your name embroidered on them, so that way when you pull out the gifts, you know that they're really for you and they're not for somebody else because your name is on the stocking. So that way you know which stocking to put the coal in. So free, embroider them free. And from Vistaprint, they're only $9 plus free 3-day shipping. Usually they're like, I don't know, $15, $16, something like that. So this is a really kind of nice thing for the holidays. And with the free 3-day shipping, you know it'll get there in time. Maggie Moo's Marble Slab. This sounds really good. You should do this at your store, Doug. A free ice cream cupcake.
Really?
Doesn't that sound
Maggie
good?
Moo's?
Yeah, Maggie Moo's, yeah.
Where is Maggie Moo's?
They're all over the country.
I don't know.
Maggie Moo's and Marble Slab Creamery. I think they're more Midwest to out west than
well, that's
east.
Where a lot of our listeners are, so
exactly.
That's why it'd be very helpful.
So they
for
do
our
know
listeners.
Maggie Moo's, but an ice cream cupcake, that sounds really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurant.com, $2 for $25 gift certificate. The coupon code is STOCKING now through the 14th of December. Those make really good gifts. Burger King, free fries on Friday.
Free fries on Friday!
Yes, go to Burger King.
See how dangerous it is for the two of us to be together?
Get a silly little crown and get free fries and walk around with them. We got a free e-cookbook, Gooseberry Patch. People love some of their stuff. It's Christmas with Family and Friends cookbook. And just reminding you, all month long, Subway has $2 6-inch meatball marinara and cold cut combo subs all month.
Hey,
just
kosher?
$2. No,
we don't do anything in this program anymore unless
they're,
it's kosher.
They're not kosher. I'm kosher, but they're not kosher. You'll find these all in the Queen of Cheap section.
That too.
I'm going to say the Queen of Sheep section of the Queen of Cheap section.
The back of the plane, wherever it is, it's in the back
it's
of the plane.
Stephan.com.
Right. All right, so that's good news. And all these things, by the way, there are lots and lots and lots and lots of other things because they're sort of cumulative. At DougStephan.com, we have today's, but we had yesterday's, the things that are still relevant.
A lot
we
of
go
them
back.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to do a little research for me right now and go back and see how far it is.
I have
that
to
we
change
can go.
Pages on the computer.
Yeah. I don't want you to do that much. Too much work. Ay, ay, ay. All right. So, Richie, you probably like to do a couple of commercials, right?
I could do a couple.
And then we have a report that will be better than any report we've heard from Jennifer in months. And the only reason is because I don't have anything in front of me. So all that I'm going to, the only thing.
Doug is naked. He's running naked.
I had, on the cab coming here from the airport, all I did was see Live with Kelly about 14 times repeated.
Yeah, that little TV that they have in the back seat.
Yeah, the TV in the cab. And the show's nothing. I haven't seen it without Regis other than this clip that was about 4 minutes long. It is awful.
Is it?
Awful.
Oh, I've watched it. It's not that bad.
Awful.
Who's doing Reg?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Oh, nobody.
They had, this was Neil Patrick Harris was on, and they were testing what it's like to have 5,000 volts of static electricity going through your body.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of true.
The first time was a... Well, because why do you ask difficult questions?
Well, that's a silly thing. I mean, why?
Well, but that show is supposed to be silly, but it's sillier with Reg there. Bring back, all right, let's everybody together. Bring back Reg. Bring back Reg. All right, Jennifer's TV report without Reg in a moment on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7999. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
So, Jennifer,
yes, Daddy.
The work has been cast upon you. You have been cast into the desert with only the information on television programs at your disposal.
A minute of time to do it.
You
know, I know.
A minute and a half. You're all right.
That's
go
pretty
ahead.
Good. Yeah. All right, so CBS made the announcement. If you're a fan of Bob Schieffer, who is not a fan of Bob Schieffer?
He's become a little biased lately.
Doug was.
Yeah, I know.
Until he attacked Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Well, they've expanded Face the Nation from 30 minutes to 1 hour over at CBS, so you can get a little more of a bigger dose of him on the weekend. Exactly. Okay. AFI is the American Film Institute, and they've picked their top 10 television shows of 2011. On the list, Homeland from Showtime, HBO's Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad on AMC, Boardwalk Empire on HBO, Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Good Wife, Justified, Louie, which is on FX, Modern Family, and Parks and Recreation, which I still do not get all the critically... The critics acclaim that
show. Can I tell you
a
story? This is a good story. So last night, Richie Grunberg and I are in line to get at the airport to get our passports checked.
Yeah.
And I looked at him. I said, "Do you know what kind of a plane it was that you flew in Lost?" And he looked at me. I said, "No, really. Do you know what kind of a plane it was?" He said, and he put his eyes rolled back. He was trying to think of something. I said, "It was an L-1011. He said, "Really, dude? How'd you know that?" I said, "Because I looked at the... I wasn't a big fan of Lost, but I saw enough episodes to see the plane on the beach, and it was a tri-engine big plane, and that was the 1011. So he was extraordinarily impressed. If he hadn't already been impressed with me and my brilliance,
you have now really secured your role as his best friend.
Yeah, the biggest dork he's ever met.
Hey, and one more story?
Yes.
Goldie Hawn, we love her.
Yes.
She just signed on to star in HBO's new show called The Viagra Diaries.
Ooh.
Saving that one just
that'd
for you.
Fun.
I know.
Yeah, perfect. 51 after on Good Day. Rip.
ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Just had your breakfast and you want to puke. We're playing
the Beaver Fever.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what's wrong with me and my voice today.
Really?
Beaver Fever.
Good.
Yeah.
Beaver Fever, really?
Like the Hunta virus, but different.
The Hunta virus? What's the Hunta virus?
Whatever I have. Fever,
really?
Sore throat. Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah.
Can you tell?
Morning.
My gosh, I've been squeaking all over the place.
You sound wonderful, all right. And I'm sure you all you need is a big hug from me, and I'll give it to
all
you.
All right, so as long as there's a reason we're playing Justin Bieber, please put us out of our misery.
Yeah.
Hey, it's for my fever.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the story, Dougie. I don't know if you heard about this over in Israel, but Charlie Sheen accidentally tweeted his phone number.
Yeah, we talked about that
Twitter.
The other day.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Charlie Sheen is big with the Jews.
He's big with everybody. Come on, let's just acknowledge it. But yeah. What's funny is now we're finding out the details. And the details are that he was actually trying to private message his phone number to Justin Bieber. His message was his phone number, call me bro.
Why?
See, I don't know. Who knows why he was trying to talk to Justin Bieber. But what's funny is that within seconds, he got 1,800 text messages and about a bazillion phone calls. And so he had some fun with it. And he started answering the phone a few times. And he would say, raise pizza. And then he would hang up with those people. And he'd answer the phone, winning. And then he'd hang up with those
people.
This
is Justin Bieber.
No, this is Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Winning.
Yeah, good. That's a good story.
Could you imagine calling that number and hearing winning on the other end?
You know, one of the things that we have... funeral home. That'd be good. That's actually a good one. One of the things that I kind of get after having been around celebrities for, 5, 6, 7 days, and understanding, at least in the case of especially Greg Grunberg and Mary Lynn Rice Cobb, they are a cost. Israel is a big place for action shows made in America. 24 is the all-time number one favorite show in Israel, bar none. There's nothing else. Everybody was saying, so she is recognized everywhere. Everybody wants to have a picture with her. Everybody wants to get her autograph. And she is so well adjusted. She takes it so wonderfully well. She has fun with it.
She doesn't get all verklempt. She's just as
listen to him using the Yiddish.
Oh, well, listen, I've been around these people for more than a week, so I guess I pick up a few of their expressions. But the reason I bring it up now is because we have such a thing about celebrities in our country, and it's so kind of twisted, it's warped. And fortunately, there are some people at least, and I use Grunberg, Greg Grunberg and Mary Lynn Reiskob, whom I've been with, and these the other three kids are pretty good too, Justin Austin and Seth, whose name none of their last names can I remember at the moment, but they're all in these shows for young kids on CW or Showtime or wherever they are. And they all were really well adjusted. I was very pleased because so many times we meet so many of these people and they're so into themselves and they're so all about me, 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 mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things, I say this in the presence of your daughter, Victoria, who I love dearly and who is pursuing a career in the arts. How's that? Is it pretty good, Roberta, right?
It's very good.
As an actress or however, as a thespian, though, maybe more. Right, Victoria? Thespian better than actress?
Master thespian.
She hates that word. All right, but you get the point.
As an actor.
Yeah, actor. So she becomes very successful. We all are happy to know her, and we all want her to be grounded. And the just keeping her head on straight, not like that little twerp, Bieber. And maybe even Charlie Sheen, who grew up in an atmosphere of acting, sounds to me like his father, we've had him on the program, and his brother are very well, they're grounded or adjusted or whatever it is. For whatever the reason, Charlie isn't, and Justin isn't, and Lindsay Lohan isn't. Now, I don't know what it's like if you're around Madonna or Britney Spears or some of the other people that we've talked about in this hour, but the thing, and this was the first conversation that Greg and I had when we got there. We were talking, we sat around. He had been, Richie, you'll appreciate this, and I can't tell the whole story, but they had gone before, just before I met up with them on Wednesday, they'd gone to one of those hot springs, and all the guys had gone in naked. So I told them the Lawrence Fishburne story.
Oh, yeah, when you went into the spa with Lawrence Fishburne.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, and we talked about...
I did.
And he laughed, and he kind of looked at me. Who's this guy I'm going to hang around with? But, the thing is, we all need to kind of come around to the reality that we are human beings, we are fallible, we have a certain time frame in which to do our good, and we need to get a grip. And however we have, because of our own sensitivity to what we don't have, everybody wants to be famous. That's why people gravitate to those who are famous, because everybody wants to be like them.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
10 minutes of fame.
Right. And the problem with most people that are like that is that they haven't been breastfed. That's my theory.
Oh, please.
That's my theory.
Please. We're back to breast again. Okay.
All right.
Well, the show started with breasts, and it's going to end with breasts.
59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
How would you like?